Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5.
We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach.
From anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps.
But right now,
here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're at KX93.5 Radio. This is Tommy J. Ida May is going to be in a little bit later with John Huisenstam and a special jazz offering. We're going to be having the kids in from the Imagination Destination. They're going to be fundraising, and they're having Wednesday a fundraiser meal at Wahoo's. And meanwhile, Evan Henry, whose father made up this album called Bread Over Bombs, is going to be in here with the boys from Thurston Middle School, and they're going to be telling you about their Imagination Destination because they're going to the global contest. So let's listen on Radio Neighboring to Bread Over Bombs. This is called Over.
I don't know how KX935. Tonight my heart travels with you somewhere over the sky. There's a song I'm singing. It's the same road, the same stars in the sky, same jacket that you wore when I held you tight. And I miss you so bad, but I'm trying not to get too crazy. I should have held you closer.
Just a little bit longer. Don't forget the way. Don't forget the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, you were listening to Bread Over Bombs on KX 93.5, a radio neighboring. We've got the son of the music of Bread Over Bombs. That was James Henry, who was playing some keyboard on that. I'm going to say, first of all, hello to Evan. Say howdy over there.
Hello, everybody.
Good to have you on our morning radio show. Would you introduce the other fellows that are here with you from Thurston Middle School as part of your Destination Imagination program?
So we have Jared Moy.
Say hi, Jared.
Hey, how's it going?
We All have right. Joseph Hovanesian.
Hello.
And Miles Real.
What's happening is that you guys are having a fundraiser so that you can get to the global finals of the Destination Imagination Tournament, which is going to be at Wahoo's. It's a fundraiser Wednesday, May 3rd. It's going to be all day, and 20% of that money is going to be going to their program to get to Knoxville, Tennessee. We're going to get into the details of how to get your check into these folks and do the fundraising for them. But first of all, I'm going to ask Evan, what is Destination Imagination?
Destination Imagination, commonly referred to as DI, is an after-school program where we solve challenges and perform our solutions at tournaments.
Oh, hold on. Tournaments, is that like Quidditch?
No. It's a big area where they have all of the different challenges set up and where everyone performs their solution.
What are you going to do now? How did you decide what you were going to do as a challenge?
We can choose from many challenges, from fine art to technical, scientific, or engineering. We were deciding between technical and engineering because those were the ones that we thought we were more capable to succeed in, and we chose engineering.
How does that continue now to become a creative, imaginative one?
Well, we write our own story, we make our own props, and we add costumes and effects, and we add a creative and artistic twist to everything since we're judged mainly on creativity.
Okay, ready? Anybody got an effect? Raise your hand if you got an effect that you can... Okay, here you go. Evan, hit us with an effect.
We used an electromagnet to drop the asteroid and save the world.
Not a bad trick to do right there in that little tournament. That's a pretty good job. Go ahead.
We used an LED strip light to resemble a laser.
This is Joe Hovanesian, and so you're going to have a laser on board?
We are not allowed to have lasers, but we are allowed to have things that symbolize lasers, like an LED strip light. It looks like a laser when you turn it on, and it's red.
How cool is that? Miles, can you tell us about who's competing at this event?
Yeah. So there are six teams from Top of the World, Thurston Middle School, and Laguna Beach High School, and they all competed at this year's state finals on April 1st.
Wait a minute. You were in state finals?
Yes.
For Destination Imagination. Go ahead.
Right. So you start at regional, and then you go to state, which is at Sacramento, and then global finals, which are in Knoxville. So three of the six teams who competed at state moved on to the global finals, which are held May 24th through May 27th in Knoxville.
Wow. So Laguna Beach has got three teams being represented for the planet. Now, how is this going to be done with the competition? What are you guys doing here?
We are the Brilliant Boom Boom Bananas, an eighth grade team from Thurston Middle School, who won second place in the engineering category. Our challenge was to present a story about nations working together to solve an international issue, and also to build two or more freestanding structures that work together to support weight.
So why would you make a structure to support weight? How does this work into your story?
We are supposed to compete with other teams with light structures. Those light structures are supposed to hold up a lot of weight, more weight than they weigh, than the light structures weigh.
So what did you build?
We built a freestanding structure, two freestanding structures that are triangular structures, 8 inches tall, made of balsa wood.
Ooh.
And connected by Gorilla Glue.
And so what is that supposed to do, this structure?
It is supposed to hold up a lot of weight.
How much is a lot?
About
an asteroid's worth?
No, it's supposed to hold up around 500 pounds of weight.
So how do you make this a different story than you would normally hear somebody talking about, well, I built a bridge that holds 500 pounds?
We have to put in a creativity. We have to integrate the creativity of the structure with the creativity of the play that we're doing. That's how we get points for creativity.
And your assignment is to work nations working together to solve a problem, correct?
Correct.
So what nations do you have solving this problem?
We have the Netherlands and the U.S.
What is the twist that you're doing on this story?
Well, we are putting dinosaurs in the story. So,
dinosaurs?
Yes, not humans. And that just gives it another oomph of creativity.
And why would dinosaurs be interested in working together to build a structure to support a lot of weight?
But in this story, they're interested to work together because they need to save the world from a meteorite that's going to hit Earth.
Oh, okay. And if that hits the Earth, they're in trouble, right?
Correct.
Now, Jared, how long did it take you guys to work on this?
It took about 6 months to do it. But we meet weekly and to come up with the story, but then we spend the weekends building our props and the structure and the costumes. In our story, the dinosaurs get electricity from a lightning storm and then use a laser to shoot down an asteroid. So we had to create all those effects on our own, and it's very cool.
It must have been fun practicing shooting down asteroids with your laser to get ready for this contest.
Yeah, we used LED lights to simulate a laser, and we used an electromagnet to hold up the asteroid, but then we turned it off to simulate the asteroid falling apart.
Woo-hoo! Boy, you guys have got some good engineering and some great storytelling going on here. Were your parents just like the hugest help there, giving you all your supplies and stuff?
Well, I wish, but our parents aren't allowed to help us at all. All the ideas have to be all come up by ourselves, and we have to make everything by ourselves. If our parents help, it's called interference, and that is strictly not allowed.
Parents, what do you think about that? Go, yay! Here we had a radio audience in here, proud parents, I must say, of these eighth graders from Thurston Middle School on their way to the global contest, a tournament. What did the other Laguna Beach teams do? There was not just your eighth grade team, there was others. What did they do, Miles?
So the other team, there was another team from Thurston, and they were the Magnificent Sevens.
And say a name, the name of your group.
We were the Brilliant Boom Bam Bananas.
Oh, I like the alliteration there. Okay, go ahead.
So the Magnificent Sevens, they're a seventh grade team, and they won second place in the scientific category. And their story was about a secret mission, and they used cryptography to reveal a secret message, and then they created a secret gadget.
Ooh. The high school was involved as well, correct?
So at the Laguna Beach High School, there were the Laguna Codebreakers, and they took third place, and they also competed in the scientific category, but they competed in the senior level.
Ooh.
And their story included two astronauts on a secret mission to find out where all of Earth's trash is going in space.
How fun it must have been for them floating around and, you know, their astronaut outfits. So, Jared, how did it feel to win? Winning state? That's huge. And going on to the global tournament?
Yeah, it's very cool. Well, we have been working for three separate years, working on not just this one skit, but separate skits. We've been working for 3 years together, and we have done well in the past, but this is the first time we've ever made it to the global level. Very exciting that we are finally able to make it after so many years of trying. It's super exciting that our friends and other teams are going to be going with us too, so we're not completely lonely.
In order to go to Knoxville, you guys are fundraising and you're trying to be able to catch up on some extra dollars here by going to Wahoo's on Wednesday, and 20% of that is going to be contributed, but you guys need checks and other kinds of things. How can we help, Joe?
Registration fees, travel expenses, and costs to ship our props.
I know asteroids are very heavy, you know.
Yes, on FedEx, sure. And all those for each team cost around $9,000 per team.
Ooh.
So we're looking for support from the community to help with these costs. There's several ways you can help.
Well, Evan, what's one of the ways you could help?
So, as you were saying before, we're having a fundraiser this Wednesday, May 3rd at Wahoo's here in Laguna Beach. Wahoo's will donate 20% of the purchases made all day to support our teams. However, you must present the flyer created for this event at time of purchase in order for our teams to benefit.
Now, one of the things you could do is stack some of those flyers right here at KX. So, listeners at KX Radio, come on in and pick up a flyer from our counter here at KX. If you wanted to get a non-tax deductible donation, you can go to the Laguna Destination Imagination at Gmail. And we also have a website called LagunaBeachDI.com. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Moss.
So last night, pretty late, I realized that we didn't have a website where everything was kind of connected. So I just decided to go ahead and make one.
You techie, you.
So the website is called LagunaBeachDI.com, and you can download the flyer, and you can go find the different donation options, and you can learn more about DI.
Oh, what a fantastic thing. Say that address again.
Yeah, so it's LagunaBeachDI.com.
So that's real easy, folks. So you're going to help the folks. They're going to be going to their Destination Imagination Global Finals in Knoxville, Tennessee. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. What did Tennessee? The same thing Arkansas? Oh, you didn't know that one. How about what did Delaware? New Jersey? Oh, okay, never mind. Okay, so any final words here, Evan, that you would like to close up this little thing? We're going to go back to one of your Bread Over Bombs albums called Mom. What would you like to say, Evan?
Well, I just want to say that even if you can't provide any tax-deductive donations, if you know any big companies or people who have money set aside to do this, please let them know, and we'd be very grateful for that.
Well, I think the world is alight right now. There are marches all over the country last week and this week for science and for this kind of thing that you guys are doing, and so we're really proud of you. Thank you so much, the Thurston team. And you guys, again, are called the Brilliant Boom Bam Bananas. You know, that's
correct.
Beethoven's favorite fruit? Banana-na. Oh, okay, never mind. So here we go. We're going to go with Bread Over Bombs. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
He's got some.